This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Hopefully, you'll have an easy time getting home this holiday season. And speaking of homes, we've got another positive sign for the housing market this week. New home sales in November ticked up after dropping in October. Sales are running about 17% higher than this time last year. That's on top of housing permits and starts hitting multi-year highs in recent months. And mortgage rates are down nearly a full percent from where they were at the beginning of 2019. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
2019 didn't start out so great housing-wise, says CFRA analyst Ken Leon.
There was dire concern with 30-year fixed-rate mortgages just below 5%.
But they'd fallen below 4% by mid-year as the Fed cut interest rates. Then home builders got on the bandwagon.
And shifting their new communities to entry-level homes, which has by far the highest demand.
From millennials, they're aging into their late 30s now, with median income around $85,000.
Especially if they have one or more children. Apartments are also getting very expensive, and it's time to move out.
Meanwhile, new homes are getting cheaper and shrinking, says Zillow analyst Skylar Olson.
People can't really afford the down payments on large homes, and they don't necessarily want to buy the large home on the periphery of a metro. They want to buy a smaller unit, maybe closer into town.
Olson says the biggest problem heading into 2020 is still low inventory. Not enough homes for sale, driving up competition between buyers. Realtor Rob Girard sees that in the LA market.
In generations past, as people got older, you know, with kids leaving and being empty nesters, people would downsize their homes, but not so much anymore.
And he says that's putting the squeeze on younger would-be homebuyers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.